So continuing with our 4th of July theme, we'd like to move to innovation in the U.S. government. We have joining us now Mark Schwartz, who's Chief Information Officer for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, a component of the Department of Homeland Security. And he's going to join us now to talk about innovating in the public sector. So tell us about those interesting problems. Give us a little bit of background on what the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services does. What is the scale of the operation that you're in charge of now?
We process about 7 million applications a year for one benefit type or another. Citizenship and Immigration Services is responsible for legal immigration to the United States. So that makes us different from ICE, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and CBP, Customs and Border Protection, both of which are more on the enforcement side. We are the people you apply to if you want a green card, if you want to become a naturalized citizen. We also handle refugees and asylees and foreign adoptions and you know, a whole range of other benefits.
So I just picture this Niagara Falls of paper flowing into your office every day. Is that accurate?
It is very accurate, actually. We're very much a paper-based organization. They say that if you stacked up the paper that we receive each day, if you piled it all up, it would be about 1.8 times the height of the Statue of Liberty. So extremely paper-based, and of course that's one of our challenges. We would like to make that electronic. We'd like to get efficiencies. We'd like to stop moving paper all over the country all the time. We'd like to speed things up and take advantage of some of the economies we could get if we were more electronic. But because it's a very paper-based process, governed by statute and policy and all that, it's not a simple task.
How do you get your people to start suggesting ideas in what is, unsurprisingly, you know, sometimes a political environment?
Yeah. The political part doesn't, I haven't seen it really affect innovation. What is really important, I think, for stimulating innovation is you have to make it inexpensive and low risk to try experiments. And so we have a lot of people with great ideas here. This is a really mission-driven organization. People really care about what they're doing, the people who work here. But it's hard for them to try new things out. We are, first of all, we're watched all the time, everything we do. The press, of course, we have a free press, partly because we don't fully trust the government. You know, we want to make sure that there are people watching it. We have a governmental system that's set up with checks and balances, and you can think of that as another symptom of not quite trusting what different parts of the government are doing. You know, you need the checks and balances there. So every small move we make becomes public information very quickly. And as a result, people get very risk averse. They're afraid of how something might look, even if they know it's the right thing to do. The first thing they think of when they hear a new idea is why it might not work, right? Why somebody might get in trouble for it. That's a sort of pervasive cultural thing. And I think it comes back to what I said, which is if we can lower the risk and lower the cost of trying things out, then we can give everybody confidence that it's not going to lead to problems, it's not going to hurt, it's actually going to improve things. Really, the difference is orders of magnitude, what we can do now versus what we could do, let's say, a decade ago in terms of managing the risks of projects. We can break things into tiny little pieces. I'm talking about the development of IT systems now. We can break them into tiny little pieces, release a little bit of functionality to users, see what their reaction is, change direction based on the reaction, add another little incremental piece. So each time we're just risking a tiny increment of investment, a tiny increment of functionality, a tiny increment of risk, you could say. And it fits very well with the constraints of the government, you know, where risk is such a big thing. So actually, I'm very happy with what we're able to do, staying sort of on the cutting edge now. It's a new opportunity for us to be on the cutting edge of IT techniques,